now, go back to a game plan. I think they got a little disrupted here today. They need to get back to their game plan.
So do you think that, number one, the game getting moved to today, and, of course, this was a draining game. You know, you're going to go home as a player and as a coach. You know, we've been there many sleepless nights. I think the coaches lose more sleep than the players sometimes. They're going to go home, and they're going to enjoy this win. But then they have to regroup tomorrow, make that bus trip to Reese, which is a no-fun ride, as you know,
right,
from here to there, and be ready to go. I mean, this is a lot of emotion. They've had a lot of emotion this week. Is that going to make a toll on them, or are they going to ride the emotional wave into this next game?
You know, I think that was part of the fact of today. I mean, they lost the league title last Thursday. This is what's gone on in, what, 10 days?
Yep.
Lost the league title, came back with that emotional, physical exertion and energy they had for Monday. Then Wednesday, do the same thing. And today, again, you know, I think that was probably part of it. And you know what? If they got through this much, they can get through the next hurdle. So, you know, they'll get great support from this staff, those kids, I'm sure. You know, they'll get a rest tomorrow. They'll probably come in, have another practice and run through. And you know what practices are like this time of year. Once you get into the March Madness, your practices are just, you know, they're nothing like have during the season. So.
And kudos to young Eli Kraft. I was trying to see him out there on the floor, and I can't get his attention. I would really, really like to talk to him, but we haven't been able to find him. So we would like to have talked to him, but congratulations to him. That young man, he ended up with the finals, and I believe you got some totals for us on both sides there, Mary Lee?
I do. For the Patriots, Patello with 5, McBrayer with 2, Rick with 3, Gangler with 5, and game high 23 for Jay Collins. For Harbor Beach, Krikovich with 3, Ginther with 3, Kraft with 9, Seaman with 8, and Sorensen with 16.
So Harbor Beach there, you know, ended up with pretty balanced scoring on the night. You know, Sorensen came up and lit it up in the first half, and then he went cold and only got 2 points in the second half. But he still led his team with 16. And, of course, like we said, you know, you look at how many times the USA Patriots made it to the free throw line and had the potential to extend that lead and just couldn't get it done. And I'm sure when it's all said and done and you talk to Gainsforth and his staff, he's going to say that free throws hurt us, and it hurt him down the stretch, because everybody knows, as coaches, you and I, that free throws will make or break a basketball game for you. And, of course, that's what broke the game for him here. Regardless of any calls, they needed to step up and make those free throws. They'd have made those free throws, it would have been a whole different ballgame.
Right.
It would have had to have been a whole different approach by the Pirates. Great job by the coaching staff for the Pirates to make the adjustment that they needed to make at the end. And, you know, it was a chess match there. We watched Gainsforth foul early. He had some to give. It was great. It was a great game, and I'm very proud of the fact that Harbor Beach and USA both played good, and both teams and both coaches handled themselves with class on a game that could really turn to a controversial call.
Yeah, and neither team got the 40 points, which is a big defensive struggle for both teams. So.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
So we're out of here. I want to thank you for joining me tonight, Mary Lee. We'd like to thank
great
our
fun.
Sponsors again. And our sponsors for tonight's game were Farm Bureau Insurance, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, in Ubley, and Deb Krosniak in Unionville, Moore Shoreline Chevy Buick M25 in Seawing, Thumb Cellular, the Talk of the Thumb, USA School, Ramsey's Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, Niran Rehabilitation Service, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb area, Kohler Propane, Michigan High School Athletic Association. The cellular transmission of this broadcast is carried by Thumb Cellular, the Talk of the Thumb. No reproduction. This game broadcast is copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and Michigan High School Athletic Association. All rights reserved. No reproductions, retransmissions, or other distributions of these descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Again, congratulations to the Harbor Beach Pirates as they move on as the Class C District Champions. They're the 32nd team in the state, and they're still alive out of those teams to move on. So good luck to them. Hope you'll join us. Enjoy the rest of the day. I believe we might have MSU basketball coming up following this. I'm not sure, but if not, enjoy your day. Safe travels to everybody on their way home, and thanks for listening.
When it comes to rebates and other so-called factors,